SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
You're listening to SBS News.
Fans around England erupt in cheers following Harry Kane's penalty kick equaliser in the national team's European Football Championship semi-final against the Netherlands. The team would go on to win the game 2-1, securing a place in Monday's final for the second time in the last 4 years. Ollie Watkins, the player who came off the bench to give England the win, recalls the moments leading up to his goal.
I swear on my life, my kid's life, I said to Cole Palmer, we're coming on today and you're going to set me up. And that's why I was so happy with Coley when I knew as soon as he got the ball he was going to play me, and you got to be greedy, touch and finish, and when I've seen it go in the bottom corner, it's the best feeling ever.
Despite falling behind early to a Harvey Simmons strike, England found the resolve to bounce back and turn the game on its head to advance to the final. This is the second consecutive time that Gareth Southgate's men got all the way to the last game of the tournament following their 2021 loss on penalties to Italy at Wembley. Southgate says his team have done well in the last few years, but that their work is not over yet.
We're giving people some amazing nights. I think we've given our supporters, some of the best nights over the last 50 years. So I'm hugely proud of that. I'm delighted if everybody at home is feeling the way we are, and the way the supporters in the stadium were feeling. But from our point of view, we're not finished. We've got, the greatest possible test to prepare for. And we came here to try and win the tournament, and that's still our aim.
Fan sentiment has been shifting on the England manager in recent days. Southgate had been on the receiving end of strong criticism due to his team's performances against what were widely considered to be weaker opponents, such as Slovenia and Switzerland. However, now supporters seem to believe he can do what no one else has ever done before and lead England to the top of European football.
I think you're going to start hearing a lot more, it's coming home. I feel like I haven't heard it the whole tournament, and now I think you're going to be hearing
it. No one's really believed it up until now.
Not at all.
Watching that game last night, man, I was going, maybe definitely, we can match Spain, maybe we could do what they've done.
But they'll have their work cut out for them if they want to bring the trophy back home. Spain have been the top contender to win the entire tournament, brushing away high-quality opposition such as Germany, Croatia and current title holders Italy. Yet England's top scorer Harry Kane says his team have the winning mentality necessary to carry them through the Spanish challenge.
Another unbelievably tough game. You know, it's going to be really difficult, we know that. But we're there, we've got to the final, and it's one more game to make history. And that's what we're excited about. You know, it's been a tough journey. But it's one more, 90 minutes, 120 minutes, penalties, whatever it takes, we'll be there. So I'm looking forward to it.
The Spaniards put on an impressive display to come from behind and eliminate 2022 World Cup finalist France 2-1 in Wednesday's first semi-final. Led by the efforts of teenage sensation Lamine Yamal, the Spanish team have been a force to be reckoned with throughout the competition. The 16-year-old scored an impressive goal from 25 metres outside France's area to put the two teams back on level terms after an early opener by Randall Colomwani. He says he doesn't remember much about that moment.
Nada, me acuerdo solo que la tenía.
Nothing. I just remember that Dani Olmo had the ball, he gave it to me, and I didn't think about it. I was confident and tried to put it in the top corner. Luckily, it went in, and I'm very happy.
Yamal, who was born in Spain from migrant parents, says his mother is extremely proud of his accomplishments.
Well, I always spoke about this, and I always said this to my mum. Even she said it was her dream too, so I'm really happy. My goal against France was my first goal in a semi-final, and I'm really, really happy about that.
Despite their recent results against high-class opposition, which have placed them in the favourite position ahead of Monday's final, the Spanish players are not getting complacent. A win would put them at the top of the list of nations who have won the European Championship the most times, as they currently remain tied with Germany on 3. Manchester City midfielder Rodri says they have faith in themselves and know there's only one step remaining.
Yeah, I mean, very, very happy, of course, of what we've done. We know that we have to do the last step. We're confident the whole tournament, I said it in the first game, we're confident that we're in a good way. We're doing good things in a good way, as I said, working well. And yeah, now we have the last game. We have to focus on ourselves, be ourselves and be in the same way.
Spanish manager Luis de la Fuente says he believes they can win the trophy because his team is made up of exemplary individuals.
Well, I surely have faith per se, but I have plenty of faith in this team because my players are exemplary. Individually, they are fantastic, but they make the collective benefit of their individual qualities. So I have to keep faith that in this group of players, because they always work for the common good, for the collective effort.
Following their qualification against France, Spanish supporters say their team has what it takes to win the Euro for a fourth time.
So honestly, if you make it to the finale, you want to win it. And today's match, I mean, it was amazing. We were down by 1-0 after 10 minutes, and then we defeated France. Such a strong team, and so we're super happy, and let's win it in Berlin.
The Euro 2024 final is set to kick off on Monday, 5 a.m. at the Olympiastadion in Berlin, gathering the attention of thousands of football fans in Australia and across the world. Alex Anifantis, SBS News.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.